from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Because He reigns, I can face tomorrow. Because He reigns, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, He holds my future. My life is worthy, I live in just. Because He lives, because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, He holds my future. My life is worthy, I live in just. Because He lives. Hello, good morning or good day. Today is another wonderful day in the presence of God. We bless the name of the Lord for another working week starting today. And I pray that whatsoever you are doing as business, legally, that the Lord will bless your work in Jesus' mighty name. You will enjoy divine increase and expansion in the mighty name of Jesus. The power of His glory will manifest better upon you today. You will enjoy His blessing. As a student, you receive divine wisdom from above. Retentive memories in Jesus' mighty name. As a businessman, I decree profit and increase. You are liberated from poverty and penury in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord created you for purpose. Manifest that purpose in Jesus' mighty name. That is done and settled in the mighty name of Jesus. For many of you that are celebrating your birthday today, I say happy birthday. It shall be a season of glory to glory in Jesus' name. You are moving forward in the mighty name of Jesus. The power and grace of God moves you forward. And those of you celebrating or marking your special day, I say more glorious positive days with wonderful testimonies in Jesus' mighty name. That is done. Today, brethren, I want us to look at the word of the Lord in the book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. It read, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Wow, God created you and me for a purpose. He gave us life, not just for the fun of it. He gave us life so that we will come and fulfill a mandate on the planet Earth. What mandate is it that the Lord has committed unto you? The power and the grace to fulfill that mandate shall come to pass in Jesus' mighty name. The power be visibly seen upon you, and you will manifest the glory and purpose of living in the mighty name of Jesus. When the Lord made man, He made us from the ground. And one day, we will go back to the ground. But before you go back to the ground, you will fulfill destiny. The reason of your existence on this planet positively will manifest. Brethren, have you ever thought about that? And let me tell you, maybe you don't know, that every second we are growing. Every second we are growing. Either we like it or not, no matter the situation, we are growing because it is our duty to grow. Our age increases. You may be looking at the day, but let us start thinking about the seconds of the day, the second of the watch or clock, whichever one you call it. Every ticking of the clock is advancing our age. And I pray that the purpose of being alive today shall be fulfilled in Jesus' mighty name. How do we fulfill it? By getting closer to our Maker. He created us. He gave us life. Once the life is out of man, man become ordinary dust. Brethren, the purpose of coming to life is to fulfill the mandate of your Creator. What are we doing now? We can't do it by ourselves. We can't do it all alone. The purpose of coming to life is to fulfill the Lord's mandate. He chose us. He created us. But you and me, what are we doing? How are we doing it? When God said, "Let there be life," and there is life in us, it's for a purpose. In the book of John chapter 20 verse 22, John 20, 22, He said, "And when He had said this, He breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Have you received the Holy Ghost? So when you have not received the Holy Ghost, it means one is still lagging behind. It means we are not moving towards the goal. When you are created, when I am created, when all of us are created, He said unto us, receive the Holy Ghost. If you have not received the Holy Ghost, brethren, little will be the effort of man. But when you receive the Holy Ghost, that's when your power will be accelerated, doubled, and forcefully increased. To do great and mighty things, you receive the Holy Ghost. Have you received the Holy Ghost today? If you have not, brethren, you need it. The opposite of Holy Ghost is the evil ghost. So nobody, like I said in the previous edition, that nobody has ever been alone. You cannot be alone. Everybody needs a power, a force to occupy our inside. What power is it that is occupying your inside? Your outward behavior, your relationship, your sense of reasoning, the way you communicate and relate with people will determine or expose the power that is within us. Remember, the word was written that you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts of the Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I pray today that we shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost and not the power of the devil in Jesus' mighty name. Brethren, make your decision today. Release yourself for God's use. There is a mandate upon your life. And as you are doing so, I pray by the power of the Most High God and in the blood of Jesus Christ, you will be empowered to make the right choice in Jesus' mighty name. You shall be victorious in the new year. The year is no more new. Today is the 17th day. And I pray today, in the name that is above every other name, that He will empower us to be victorious in Jesus' mighty name. Till tomorrow, when I'll be coming your way, I say, Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 38 02 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.